The Up North Podcast is a group endeavor of the individuals yapping at you right now, and that's our cue to talk about our day jobs. First off, yours truly is the managing editor of an entirely separate entity called Up North News, a no-nonsense digital newsroom that tells you all about today's headlines and how they impact Wisconsin families and the things we value here. In an easy-to-understand style, Up North News explains how people in Madison and Washington are making decisions that help or hurt our Wisconsin hometowns. We hold the powerful accountable. We tell you what's working and what's not, who's working and who's not. We live to expose misinformation, and there's a lot of it out there these days. At Up North News, we believe in democracy, the kind that works for all of us. We believe voters deserve to feel informed, not fatigued or overwhelmed. And we tell the stories of people, community, and happenings that make this state such a kick-ass place to live. You'll find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for Up North News WI. Don't forget the WI, or our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Now, this is normally the part where Kristen tells you all the stuff she's doing over at As Goes Wisconsin. Since she's off this week, we're just going to tell you, go watch her stuff. You'll like it, you'll laugh, you'll accidentally learn stuff too. And last but not least, Kirk, what's new at Minocqua Brewing Company?
All right. I want to talk about the Minocqua Brewing Company and the Super PAC. So we brew what I call progressive beer to celebrate our progressive roots in Wisconsin and to help raise money and awareness to stop corruption in Wisconsin politics, and most specifically northern Wisconsin politics, which has been left in the lurch in the last few years. 5% of the profits of our beer are donated to our Super PAC, which I like to call dark money meant for good. We spent money this week on radio ads in Hudson, Rhinelander, and Wausau, lambasting their Republican legislators that are screwing with federal food aid to hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites. And we're spending about $30,000 right now to call voters up north and educate them on how gerrymandering is hurting our state. So if you'd like to support this effort, please buy our beer, buy my t-shirts, or donate straight to the Super PAC. You can find out how to do all that stuff by going to our website, www.minocquabrewingcompany.com.
We also want to thank Devil Radio, News Talk 92.7, where we air live Wednesdays at 7 p.m. before weekend playback, and the Up North Podcast is made possible by Sitecast, a leading nationally recognized website solutions firm based in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, because, hey, nerds live up north too. Now back to the show.
Okay, so welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bankstead, and I am coming to you from Lake Minocqua. Pat Kreitlow would be coming to you from Lake Wissota if he wasn't drinking too much beer in Madison, probably after this show. And Kristen Bry is off this week. So, Pat, this is the Up North Podcast, and we've been focusing on state politics, but there's a lot of stuff going on up north right now, some good and some not so good. So the first thing is... A lot of people I know have just got done with what's called the sugar bush season, where they put a little spigot on a maple tree when it's a sunny day during the day, and when it's below freezing at night, apparently these maple trees just start spitting out sap, and then they boil it up. They taste it until it tastes like syrup, and then they filter kind of the bugs and the detritus out of there. And I talked to a couple people today who were doing it, and it's such a family-friendly activity. Folks from some of the tribes, the Lac-du-Flambeau tribes, are doing it. Folks down in Wausau are going out in the woods and doing it, and it's such a wonderful thing. So look about that compared to the next season, especially for the tribes in Lac-du-Flambeau and some of the other tribes. The one I'm closest to is Lac-du-Flambeau. Spearfishing season is next, and so... talk about a difference. Maple syrup, family friendly. These guys go spearfishing, and unfortunately, up north is not known for kindness towards the Native Americans when they're spearfishing. There's been some racism. Last year, there was a guy that shot at these guys who were fishing. This year, there's people who have been arrested for, they were drunkenly harassing, threatening minors, some Native American minors who were spearfishing. And so I just wanted to, bring that to everybody's attention that these guys The DNR is a part of this spear phishing. The tribal council is a part of this spear phishing. Like, they are so regulated in terms of what they're allowed to take out. Compared to anglers in Wisconsin, they take way less fish than the sports anglers take. And I just wanted to, you know, kind of, you know, see if Pat wanted to chime in, but just wanted to give the tribes some love, because they're going through a tough time. Every season right around this time, they go through a tough time with some of this harassment.
And I think that people think, well, that's just part of life up north. No, it's not. And no, it should never be. These were rights that were granted by treaty. They have the force of law. They are legal. They are within their rights. They are helping to restock and take care of the resources. And so if anybody tells you, well, that's just part of living up north, no. That's the ugly side of some people who live up north, just as there are ugly people everywhere. And, you know, those folks don't have to be coddled. They don't have to be tolerated. They deserve every bit of exposure, derision, shame, or law enforcement activity as possible. Because what really works up north is when everybody, respects each other, respects each other's rights, shares the land, you know, shares the rules. And in that way, you enjoy not only, you know, the fishing and well-stocked lakes, but you get to enjoy the stuff that you talked about earlier, the maple syrup that's produced up here and all the other various, you know, goods and services. And that's what we want to get back to because, you know, Kirk, I've never tapped into a maple tree. I imagine that's something you're probably more likely to do than I am, just to find a new flavor of beer.
Well, it's just cool, you know, and that's what up north is cool.
Yes.
Like, it's relaxed. People go up there to have fun. Let's get the negativity out of there. Let's get some of these bad politics and just harassment and racial stuff out of here. It's not good for Wisconsin.
Nope.
It's not good for up north.
When we come back to the cabin, we'll discuss how it's high time marijuana possession was decriminalized. You are up north.